Well, there's a story about landlords that we're hearing more about, and there is a group of landlords that are now contesting the city's new residential rental licensing bylaw. A judge recently tossed out their case last month, but they are planning another appeal. They feel they have a case for this decision to be overturned. They're called the Windsor Housing Providers, and Boris Szczansky, who heads up the group, is joining us this morning. Boris, tell us really when this originally came out at this pilot project, if you will. What is it about this residential rental licensing bylaw that you feel is really unfair to landlords in the area? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Well, we'll start off with the fact that the city of Windsor already has all the mechanisms, all the tools available to it to enforce property standards. They have the building department, they have the fire department, they have an excellent system of 311, which can specifically target properties that may be a problem. And so therefore, there's no requirement, no need for this RRL. It is a massive bureaucracy that's being created here. You know, in the media, Mr. Costanti talks about 466 or 475 being the fee. It is substantially more than that per unit per year. It's well over $1,000 per unit per year. So if you have a mom and pop who have a duplex, they're going to be paying over $2,000 for a licensing fee. You know, it's outrageous. This is not the way to accomplish safer properties. The way to do it is to use the current resources they have. They have it available. Use it. There's no need for the RRL. This is a massive bureaucracy. And I'd like to point out that this is also a tax. It's a tax on tenants. This will get passed on to higher rents. The Landlord and Tenant Board has already ruled that a licensing fees is a tax, and it can be passed on in the annual increase above the average annual increase that's allowed in the form of a higher rent increase. So it will get passed on. That's not the way to make housing more affordable. That's not the way to make housing more safer. So, you know, that's the reason we were opposed to this bylaw, because of the massive bureaucracy, the costs involved, and it's not going to accomplish the goal that it purports to try to accomplish.
Have you, Boris, just to interrupt for a second, have you talked to Councillor Costante about this and your concerns, and what has he told you about that fee and the reason for it?
Well, we had presentations in front of city councils on a number of occasions, and we've raised our points, and our points were not taken into account. So we're very disappointed about that. We've raised many legal issues in our appeal that we'll be proceeding with what the lawyer is going to proceed with. But I also want to point out a very important point here as well. You know, the federal government yesterday announced the budget with hundreds of millions of dollars for housing. The provincial government's given millions of dollars for housing. We want more housing, and it's the right thing to do. You know, if you're going to put a tax on rental properties, brand new rental properties, they're putting a tax on brand new developments. So you build a brand new rental property, you have to get a license. So, you know, and it's not for safety. It's a tax grab, because safety is already taken care of with the fact that these properties undergo very rigorous inspections from the Building Department of City of Windsor, from ESA. So they go through all kinds of high standard inspections. So they're already safe. So you can't argue the safety point on that issue. And it's just going to drive investments out of Windsor. It's going to drive it to LaSalle, Tecumseh, all the surrounding communities. Nobody's going to build accessory dwelling units. We need extra, more rental dwellings. This is not going to accomplish it. It's going to do the exact opposite. It is a tax, is a disincentive, and frankly, it's outrageous. We don't need this.
I guess it depends.
Move forward.
I guess it depends, though, on you know, which side you're listening to, because Ward 2 Councillor Fabio Costante, who first, you know, asked about the possibility of a bylaw like this back in 2019, and then council voted to move ahead with a rental licensing pilot program in 2021. Now, they say they really tried to tackle the backlog of property standards and building code complaints within an enforcement blitz, but they say that problems still persist with rental units, and this is the only way they can figure out how to tackle it. But so I guess it depends who you talk to. Wouldn't you agree, Boris?
Well, you know, the fact is the city still has those enforcement mechanisms available. They've always had that. And the 311 system works extremely well. I agree that they have the current resources available to tackle the issues. And, you know, the fact is that this bureaucracy is going to be massive. I want to point out the city of Oshawa was contemplating the same issue. They wanted to go citywide. And the administration came back and said that this is going to cost $5 million to administer this program, a similar program in Oshawa. They decided against it because it was a massive bureaucracy, and eventually this will come back to the taxpayers of Windsor. I don't think the taxpayers of Windsor want to subsidize another bureaucracy. This is exactly what's going to happen. I think they want their money going to roads, sewers, parks, and recreational programs, not to fund a bureaucracy which will get bigger. The fees will never go down. Bureaucracies only get bigger, bloated, more inefficient, and this is exactly what's going to happen here. We have to understand the housing gets created by incentivizing people. That's what the federal government's doing.
But how, Boris? We're almost out of time. How do we guarantee that people are going to be living in conditions that are safe and reasonable of rental units that are around the city that aren't right now?
Use the current mechanisms you have available. Use the property standards inspections you can do now. The building department, the fire inspection department, the 311 system, which works extremely well. It resolves the problems. That's what you need to do. You focus on the tools you have available to the city of Windsor now. You currently have it. Use it. Don't create another bureaucracy that's just going to drive the cost of rents up. It's going to be taxed on tenants, and it's not going to result in any more developments built for rental properties, which is exactly what we need. We need more housing, and this does not accomplish it.
Boris, we're out of time. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Yeah, he's pretty fired up.
Yeah.
Boris Szczanski, president of Windsor Housing Providers. Their appeal to this, again, will be filed within a few weeks. So we'll see where it goes.
Okay.